Real quick, first off, the transaction that that took place yesterday, we moved John Vilma to reserve injured and signed back corner safety Chris Carr. Obviously, it's a difficult decision. He didn't have any setbacks. There's still some work to go for him in regards to his rehab. I think when he and I spoke, which was quite often here in the last 2 days, you know, the feeling on both of our parts was that what he's used to and accustomed to playing at a certain speed and a certain level, and certainly what we've seen, still wasn't there, but he's progressing. That being said, you know, the process that allowed him to go to IR, our decision to do that, and then to kind of see if he could get, you know, better quick enough to play. You know, I don't regret, especially with a player like John Vilma. And you know, I know this. I know he's made no long-term decisions. We just had real good dialogue, and obviously difficult dialogue with a guy that we won a world championship with, and he's been a, you know, a great leader in this locker room. So time will tell with respect to you know, where he goes, where we go long term. But and it wasn't one specific, you know, he had 12 snaps in the game, but it was more of just an overall knowing that we've got 8 weeks left in the season. And is he going to be able to progress enough to where he's comfortable enough and we're comfortable enough with his progress? So, you know, probably bringing him back quickly like this was something you can second guess. But again, I'll make that mistake with a guy like John Vilma, and I've made it before. So any questions on the practice, the Cowboys, anything else?
How much do you appreciate kind of his approach? Was like, look, I don't want to be a detriment. I mean, he's told us that a couple of times. If he wasn't full speed, he's like, look, I'll tell him, and I don't want to hurt this.
Yeah, I think a couple things. Number one, I know he was real pleased with the surgery and the way it went, and we were as well. So I was encouraged with his recovery. He's going to work timelessly in anything he does. You know, he's so meticulous in preparation. And so the same that you see in regards to a player that studies football was the same approach he took to rehabbing his knee. You know, there are a lot of great things or great qualities that he has. Certainly one of them is his leadership and his always putting the team first. But make no mistake about it, this was something I'm sure was difficult for him to hear. And, you know, there's some players that, you know, you almost have to pull off the field. And there's one here, Brian Young's one. We've had a handful of players like that. And but I know this, it is progressing, it is getting better, and that's encouraging. And so that's why I know for certain that, you know, there's no finality or any decisions being made today. There doesn't need to be, but it's just a matter of looking at 8 weeks left and then the other players that are at his position group that are, you know, moving around and getting reps, and then, you know, with the ability for us to bring another player back in here. So we went through that process, and, you know, he's been one of the all-timers to coach now, as far as a stand-up guy, a guy that prepares, and a guy that that takes everything he's done in the film room, brings it to the field. You know, I've said this before, he's been what Drew has been to our offense, to our defense. So, you know, you're always going to go the extra mile with a player like that.
Even though he had 2 weeks of practice, it was tough to gauge because
It was tough. Yeah, I mean, we were probably in pads maybe one time. So it is tough. It's tough to get a true evaluation. in fairness to him, and yet, you know, your heart pulls because the idea of what he brings, along with his ability to play, is so much, you know, and so I don't regret that.
Is it even more considering the adversity he went through the same adversity you did, as far as
That's a whole different element, but none of that, and the way he handled that, none of that surprises me. You know, bring me as many John Vilmas as you can.
As far as I know, it's going to be, I know you said this probably a zillion times, one game at a time, but you look at the schedule, there's a lot of potential playoff teams.
Yeah, I think this, though, I think it happens earlier and earlier every year. And it's just the coverage has become greater. You know, I'm not sure if it was radio, TV, or print. You know, after week five, I heard discussions about seeding. And I get it. I understand it. But it's like trying to figure out who's going to win the Belmont at the first turn. And there's a ton of football here for us. And for everyone else in our division, in the conference, and throughout the rest of the league, you know, we're halfway finished. And honestly, the only way I know how, without going crazy, is to focus on this game. And I'm bad about, you know, who we play 3 weeks or 4 weeks from now. You know, and we are, by nature, itinerary driven. You know, you get the next itinerary, you look at it, here we go. And that kind of starts the Monday after your game. You know, certainly there's advance work being done on the next opponent, but we really don't look that far out as to who and where and any of those other things, and probably for a good reason. You know, each week presents a separate challenge. Tony said it yesterday, the most important game of the season is this week, and the following week that one will be, because that's the only one that you can prepare for and play. And that's kind of how we've approached it. So I know it's a little cliche, but it is for a reason. And so then it's not really cliche.
So you don't really play one at a time.
That's how you do it. I mean, I really believe that. That's the only way you can do it. I can remember, look, there was a theory where you divide the season into quarters. You know, when you looked at the first quarter and you pointed out the four opponents, and then, you know, the idea that, hey, we got to find a way to win three of these four. And then there was the next quarter. And if we can do that in each of your quarters, you end up with 12 wins. We ditched that, I think, in 08 or 09. And Drew came up to me at one point and said, hey, let's not look at the season in quarters. And, you know, I'm kind of glad we didn't, because I think the 09 season, we didn't break it down that way. And you got to put all your effort and energy into the task at hand, as opposed to looking down the assembly line at all. And our job right now is to get ready, do everything we can to play well against Dallas.
Speaking of Dallas, Jerry Jones has said he's going to spend more time on the sidelines during games. Was that a distraction for you when you were playing there? And would it be now if Mr. Benson were to show up?
No, it was never a distraction. I would say, and I have a close relationship with Mr. Jones. He was extremely supportive. He and Bill really worked well together. Not at all. I mean, I think one of the great traits he has is I don't know that there's anyone in this league that wants to win as much as he does. And, you know, that competitive fire, whether you're up in the suite, you're in the stands like Mr. Cuban, or you're down on the sidelines, shoot, they're the owners. They can be anywhere in that stadium they want to be. And I think, you know, I think there's a personality with Jerry that's very contagious. And he, you know, my experience in the 3 years there was outstanding. It was a great work environment, and very supportive. And I think as a coach or player, the only time you would pay attention to that would be in a big win, maybe at the very end. But No, absolutely not.
Sean, is there an example this year of Keenan Lewis? Oh, sorry. Keenan Lewis doing a really good job in a one-on-one matchup against a dynamic receiver? We just noticed that people haven't had success against him, but has he really had a good?
Well, I think the season began with a team that has, you know, a lot of size at receiver. When you look at Julio and Roddy White and Douglas, those guys are not only physical gifted players, but they have size, they have length, and each week is different. Some weeks it's a different type of matchup, it's a different type of team. This one will be a different look for us than we've seen, and one that we got to get acclimated to very quickly.
Roman was full yesterday. How did he?
He was what?
He was full yesterday. How did he look? Roman.
Oh, I thought you said Romo.
I said
he's moving around well. He did participate and went through everything. I would say this: it's his first opportunity after 6 weeks away, so that there is a transition there. And I thought he handled the practice pretty well again today, the same way. And the key is just getting the snaps and getting them up to speed with. Just the football movements compared to the rehab movements, which are a little different.
Did you have any concern about losing Chris Carr in a couple of days that he was on waiver?
Yeah, I mean, you always have that. Anytime that, you know, you move away from a player that's on your roster, and a guy with his experience, I think you worry really about the teams that that may have had a player injured at his position, because, you know, after training camp, there was that opportunity. Well, a lot of teams may have been a little bit more healthier then. I don't know, but yeah, any time that you waive a player, that, you know, there. And Chris and I had a good discussion after training camp. He's the type of player that knows what to do at corner, at safety, at nickel, and he can play a lot of spots. So, you know, you never say hey never, but he was a player that clearly was someone on our short list in the event there was an injury. And then in Tampa when Patrick was injured, I'm fairly sure he wasn't surprised when we called and brought him back. The same way yesterday, you know, and you always have a dialogue with a certain player like him, and it's happened not just with Chris, but it's happened with a number of guys that have been in here and then been out and then have come back a couple times to fill a need.
Can you address the rumors that you're leaving to go coach Dallas?
kidding.
I've got less miles.
Yeah. No, I'm happy here and listen, we start all that again. We're missing Duncan. We need Duncan for that. Thank you.